The expectation is definitely to create international partnership in the field of research and development, which is essential in the global world, but also to take the opportunity to discover new major trends by visiting startups and meet also key people. You know, yeah, this kind of show, it's also a huge opportunity for networking, which is very important for international players.
And you are part of the French delegation. What do you feel France has to offer in terms of innovation in consumer electronics? It seems to be a very healthy startup culture in the country.
Absolutely. First of all, yes, I will be a part of the French delegation, but also representative of the Technion and the Israeli delegation. In the French delegation, many delegations, in fact, from the region, will attend the CES, for instance, the city of Nevers, you know, in the Bourgogne area in France, but also all the region of Grand Est, Strasbourg, Mulhouse, Nancy will be represented, as well as the Village Francophone and the French Tech and Business France will be there with a big pavilion and many French chambers of commerce and industry, and definitely 57 French startups will be present, and no doubt that France has a lot to offer, a very strong branding, first of all, that is very effective, and the French engineering managed to mark the visitor by its power of physical image, but also the overflowing creativity. And the French tech is doing very well, in fact, and should break the 2018 record with more than 420 startups for this year. So France will be extremely powerful with the French tech, extremely present, and it's in fact the second time last year. It was also very important because the Minister of the Digital, Mounir Majoubi, have attended last year the CES, and I think that there is a lot of politics from France that will be in Vegas.
What are some of the biggest challenges that the tech sector is facing at the moment? I know that there's economic issues, security issues, and so on.
Absolutely. So the main theme will be artificial intelligence, I think. But human resources, for instance, the digital revolution transformed the way of working by erasing the boundaries between physical and virtual spheres. Innovation succeed one another at an exponential rate, and all sectors of activity are upset. So the main challenge will be to understand the change in the global way, and I think that the startups will be there in order to promote their disruptive application in this field. But also big data and cybersecurity, we saw it also with the digital revolution, is well underway, as we can see in our daily lives, and tech sectors are changing the way our personal data are collected and proceed, and it's the biggest challenge right now. And as I said, artificial intelligence and also the ethical dimension, artificial intelligence is a big challenge for humanity, and it definitely will transform human values, and we will have to be ready to understand them. So all the institutions, but also the startup and the global company will show all those very important challenge for today and for tomorrow.
Do you think that France has a particular edge when it comes to other countries that will be present? Because apparently there will be thousands of trade professionals expected. Do you think France has a competitive edge?
I think yes. I think that France has a lot to offer in terms of innovation in consumer electronics. A lot of startups are very disruptive. And you know, the culture of the education in France, especially in mathematics and chemistry and physics and also artificial intelligence and big data, is very powerful. So I think that France has a very, very important place to take there, and will be one of the champions of the CES this year.
Is there a particular innovation that you personally are very curious about, that you'd like to know more about?
Yes, two startups, maybe one French. I know very well that localized in Nevers. In Nevers, which is called Fingertips. In fact, Fingertips is dedicated to the silver economy for the senior population, and it's a smart pillow with connectivity direct connectivity, in fact, for the senior to be in contact with his close family, but also with, all the EHPAD and the hospitals. It's very nice. And another startup, which is Israeli, NanoSent. The research is from the Technion, from the laboratory of Professor Houssam Haïk, which developed an application of the nanosensor. It's like a nano nose, in fact, an artificial nose that can predict your body in terms of cancer and to make an early diagnostic for predicting cancer. And they will attend the Israeli pavilion during the CES, and I think that it's a very, very important application with a lot of future.